Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Mehechushabes Klal Yudalad. We're starting Simon Yudalov. So let's give an introduction to Simon Yudalov. This is a Gemara Masechta Shabbos, which is put down in Halacha and Simon Shin Kof. The person is not allowed to take snow or ice and crush it to cause it to thaw and become water on Shabbos. So that's a clear Gemara, the more it's passing the Halacha. The question is why, what exactly is the reason why this is Aser? And the different reasons might end up with practical Halacha Nafkaminas between the possibilities. Now, there are three explanations given in the Rishonim, what exactly is the problem. Problem number one explanation is that it approximates the process of Mefarik. You're taking something and you're squeezing a liquid out of it. Even though it's not a mafarik deraisa, you don't have a husk or anything of that sort. All you're doing is taking the item itself and crushing it. But it, in some way, you start out with a salad and you end up squeezing out a liquid. So it looks like the maisa of being morasik, of mafarik, of breaking something apart to get its liquid, extracting a liquid. So the Rambam understands that this is Aser Gzeira because one might come to then squeeze fruits which are Aser to squeeze. One explanation. Rashi gives a totally different explanation. This does not approximate the act of Mefarik at all. There's no husk and then a food or a liquid which is being extracted. The food itself is converted into something else. And that's not a problem. The problem is the idea of converting a salad into a liquid on Shabbos. We started out with Shabbos that there was no water here. Now you created water. So, Mirabana, it looks like the person is doing something along the lines of creating something. And we know that the Iker concept of Malachas is the idea of creative work. The person is being Adavrachadosh. He's making something new. He's making water. So this is referred to as the Isra of Molid. Person is being molded something, he's creating something, causing something to come into effect. And that's the second explanation of why this would be problematic. The third explanation is actually from a different angle. The Isra is not the squeezing itself, it's that one cannot use the liquid which is produced. Therefore, obviously, if one cannot do so, it's not appropriate to do it. But why can one not do so? Because this goes under the umbrella of the Isser of Noilod. We know that there's two types of muksa. There's something, you know, the idea of muksa is that for something to be used on Shabbos, it has to be have reached its state of preparedness to be used from before Shabbos. The opposite of muksa is mukhan. There's something which exists over here, and one designates it for purpose X, and one wishes to change it on Shabbos to use it for purpose Y. If purpose X was something which one cannot do on Shabbos, so it really wasn't ready to be used for Shabbos. So one cannot change it on Shabbos and use and designate it for a different purpose. So it becomes muksa for Ishtamshus. And once it's muksa for Ishtamshus, Chazal gave us an Isser of muksa of Tiltel. So, the Mora suggests that even if one does not hold the possibly hold the muksa, maybe something which is noilad is more chomer. So muksa is an item which is here, primarily used for X, and I want to change it, use it for Y. X is something which I cannot do on Shabbos. Person has a talus. They have a talus store in their basement. And so the main purpose of these Talasim is to sell them, sitzes, talasim, etc., is to sell them, which one cannot do on Shabbos. Person realizes he wakes up Shabbos morning that he has to go somewhere, not his regular place to daven, and he wants to take a talus, has a talus with it at home. So he wants to take a talus from his store to where? To go there. So can he do that? So Mor says, Rebuta says, that's muksa. It wasn't ready for that usage on Shabbos. It was designated for the usage of selling it. Rishimon says, no. And back on one's mind, person says, I might use it, need it for my own usage. So he has a mind to keep it for his own usage. That's the argument here of Yehuda and Shimon by Muksa. We hold that case is actually not Muksa, like Reb Shimon. It's here. It's theoretically usable. And the person can keep it in the back of their mind, yes or no, for the possibility of another usage. If you, the person keeps it in the back of his mind, it's mukhan. It's ready to use for that purpose. If a person doesn't keep it in the back of their mind, so it's not mukhan. What about something which was not here before Shabbos? Only it came into being on Shabbos. So clearly it wasn't mukhan. So something which is noilad is a more chomer level of muksa. So you should argue over here when you convert the ice into water, the water is a noilad, it's a new entity which was not here beforehand. So this is not the creating of it, but the fact that it is muksa, it's water which was not here from before Shabbos. So it'll be noilad, which is a form of muksa, and be also to be mishtamish with it and to be metaltal it. So that's the background of the three explanations which are given for this Gemara about being morasic, crushing the ice or snow in order to get water. The Chayyim is not going to approach it from the issue of Nolad. He's going to approach it from the Isser of, like the Rambam says, that it approximates the act of Skita. So that will be the main approach that the Chayyim is going to use, and we'll see that more best as Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.